Blog Talk Radio.
Malicia, you turn right.
the abandoning us all on this creation to test us to see which one is worthy of what he wants to give us. For doing right and doing the best we can while we're here. Scripture says you reap what you sow. You can't sow wrong and get good. You only get sold right with the God can. And then you can get what is right, what is can. We thank Creator for allowing us to come here tonight. This is the Block Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who created this show so we can have a world that we can discuss all the real problems in. And the number one problem in the world is racism. And it comes from lies. It comes from words and language. The Imam said that, and what Muhammad told us, we had to change the environment, we had to change the language. And we were working hard to change the language. Why move racial image from worship, and you still worship the racial image? You're calling that racial image a name that don't not earn, has never earned, and never will earn, because God never said he made any white people or black people. He said he made human beings. And that's what we're missing in the world, the human being. And that will always be missing as long as one calling one by color and the other calling each other by the color they don't have. We all are the children. Adam is our first father. Allah says that. We're not the children of God. We are the children of Adam. We are the sons and daughters of our mothers. We are the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, the first mothers and fathers. So we put him made different so we can learn from each other. But never can we ever learn from each other as long as one is inferior and one is so-called superior, and that comes by the language. So we here to correct the language. And we know that one of the ways to correct the language is to move all the false image of God out of worship. Worship God, worship the Creator in spirit and truth, and do not make any image of him. When we do that, then we're on the way to cure most of the racism in the world. But African American, we are the most gifted people by holding racism up and act like it's nothing. We can't hold color up and say this color is pure, white, and white. Ain't no white people. And we act out on the street to go get us some white people. And the whitest snow. Have no one showed up and brought us many white people. So it's a lie that we give it to them as well as us. And we know as long as the truth is missing, the lie gonna stay intact. But the truth is on the scene today. So the lie got it. So we thanking Allah for allowing us to be here on this Bob Talk radio station. Sorry about the technical difficulties. That happened. We continue to work on it and get it better, inshallah. Well, we like to open up our talk with a prayer. And this prayer called Al-Fatiha means to open. First we will say it in the Arabic language, the language that it was given to us in Al-Quran. And then we like to say it into the English translation. For those who do not understand the Arabic. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, God, we may do believe him while it's on him. In his consolation, we take protection from the creator of this creation, the outcast with the name of the creator, proper name is Allah, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm from Decatur, Georgia. And my wife is Daya Akbar. We're from Decatur, Georgia. We're one of the co-hosts here on this Talk Talk radio station. We also have Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have Brother Imam Ibrahim coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, as the imam, one of the imams of this show. We thank him. We thank Allah. And we also have Brother Columbus, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Sometimes he come out and be on the show, and we welcome him. He has a family problem right now. We pray that his family problem get better. His wife is sick, and we pray that they get better. She get back to where she was, inshallah. So we thank you for coming out tonight. We're going to see if anyone else in the queue. We had someone said they might come on, so we're going to check and see if that person came on. If he'd like to say something, I'd like to have, we're honored to have him say we are human beings. We're looking to put one color over another. We're looking for a human being. We're here to build up or to put the human being back over. The human being, the human family, so we can all live in peace together. There's no big human being, little human being. We're all human beings. We're all here on God earth to be tested and see which one worthy of the great reward that he has kept hidden from us. So, Daya, did you see him in the queue?
I see one hand up.
Okay.
Looks like Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Akbar and Sister Da'i and anyone else that's on the queue. And we also thank Allah for those outside the queue. And udu billahi min shaitan nir rajim, bismillah rahman nir rahim. We seek Almighty God Allah's protection from the whispers and the actions and the any kind of way that Shaitan approaches us. We seek Allah's refuge to the creator of all the worlds, including the world of Shaitan, and protect us from this great test that we are in, to give him his respite and for us to get our victory that is already waiting on all of us, the human being who makes it through this test here on earth, you know, and prove to our creator that we know that without him, we wouldn't even exist. So we thank Allah for this opportunity to be able to speak about some of the concerns that this world has used through the whispers of the Shaitan to try to justify a false reality, false people, false history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we thank Allah that he, you know, gave us the opportunity to seek his refuge. You know, and we pray that everyone else would also seek his refuge with sincerity. Because we know that the human family, you know, at least where we are and what we're dealing with on a regular basis every day, because we have not accepted the favor from Almighty God of love for the human being to establish peace here on earth, freedom, justice, and equality here on earth and put it all back in one soul, one family of human beings, one brotherhood and sisterhood, and all those wonderful, true realities, as opposed to all of this illusionary, false perceptions and conceptions of what our life is supposed to be about in this reality that we're in. We thank Allah also that he will continue to bless all of us to come to the understanding of belief in one God. That is a starting point for anyone who believes in one God. You are on the road of your created destiny, and we pray Allah that he will increase your sincerity, your comfortability of being on this one path that will lead you back to your human character, your human creation, your human compassion, you know, first of all, for your creator.
Amen.
And then for everything that he has created. We pray Allah he will raise us up to that level of being a mercy to all the world. You know, the ones we don't know about and the ones that we do know about. So we tell all of you and all of us that these messages of concerns are really, really very important to dissolve and vanquish from the reality of the minds of people and the hearts of people. And we pray Allah he will help us to do that, because after all, we know that this test is coming from him and him alone. And he gives justice. Someone asks, or some creation asks for respite. He gives it to him. And at the same time, it makes us better at our creation. And we thank Allah that he has made the human being and given the human being the opportunity to be the best of all that we see and all that we don't see. Put us in a position of caring for that. You know, if we save our soul with the word of Almighty God Allah and the guidance of Almighty God Allah, the example that he has given us in our human reality, the life example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will help us lead the way for those who may follow the same path that we are on. Not a different path, but the same path, starting with just recognizing that there's only one God. We want to always express that this ain't no joke. You know, to believe in anything other than one God and what he has prescribed for is for all of humanity ever since the creation of Adam, and giving us guidance, giving us respite, giving us forgiveness, giving us favors, so many that we can't even imagine how many they have. And we still are struggling with this one problem, you know, and that of listening to who's supposed to be a partner with us in worship to Almighty God Allah, the jinn. And the jinn's desire to do the same thing as Satan, who also is a part of the creation that we call jinns. And he's trying to make us jinn-like, us human beings, knowing we are supposed to be the example of how to control this fire that's in us, control this partnership with another creation called jinn that does not exist in our world. Only through our thoughts, our imagination, and however way he can make his or her presence known in the human form. So we pray Allah that he will continue to give us more and more guidance and understanding this jihad with ourselves and our partners in worship to him, the jinn, and continue to make us be successful like Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the example of how to make this partner in worship to Almighty God, Allah, the jinn, bow in unison with the human family. Bow with us, like he was created to do also. And inshallah, we respect for that. But we want to make sure that we do not listen to the whispers in the leadership of the jinn, because he is connected, or it is connected, to what has become the arch enemy of the human family. And he, in our same situation, Allah tells us that if any human being, be it your mother or your father, invites you to go against your worship to him, he tells us to don't do it and keep up kin. The jinns had the same obligation. They will not follow this arrogant mentality that they develop out of not controlling the fire that Allah has made them out of. They can tell him yes or no too. But we have to encourage that jinn not to follow also the whispers of Satan, who whispered to him, and they are obligated to keep up kin with him, though they might not obey him. Because the same thing goes for them. The jinn world know that if Satan invites you to do something wrong against your worship to Allah, which you also have been created for, that you are supposed to tell him no. But being a jinn like him, you have to keep up kinship with him and also come again in partnership with the human family to stand against the open enemy to both of us who seek to worship and please our Creator, Almighty God of love. So he's on his job 24/7, not only on the human being, but on his kin folks, the jinn, and trying to make devils out of them to make devils out of us. One who is against those who want to worship Almighty God Allah, the creator of all the world, be he human or be he jinn. So this message of concern of how this arrogant creature, begged for and by Allah being a just creator, he knew that he had a free will that he gave the jinn. And we're underneath the same test. We thank Allah for the mercy he's shown us. He's given us an example in the jinn, and he's going to give us an example in the human excellence, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how we both are still obligated to be what he created us, to worship him and him alone. But at the same time, give Satan his respite by telling him no when he invites us to what is wrong. Very clear. So those of you who are not on the path of being a righteous human being by Allah's permission, is we that the world called by Abraham's request from Almighty God Allah to make the Muslims that person, that creation, you know. And we have to be the leadership, whether we believe it or not, because of all of the time Satan has had to run his schemes and his message and on both of us, men and jinn. You know, we have to make sure that we are strong enough of what Almighty God Allah has created us to naturally lean toward, that we have dhikr to remember that, to remember Almighty God Allah and everything that we do, and then to be regardful of that. And be regardful of what happens when we don't hear and obey. And also to remind the jinn, the same obligation is on him or her. So we thank Allah for this wonderful reality that he's given us, just to even know who we are, know and then know that we are a creation of something that we can't even comprehend. But it takes care of us. And we can tell it in our creation, in our connection with his words, with his thoughts, or whatever it is, because he said, be, and we were here. You know, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for this merciful reality that he's given us, and to know who is the responsible for it, so that we won't bow down to anything in creation. And in some cases, even it means our life. We will give it up to make sure that we are not oppressed in the going against what Almighty God Allah created and has laid our destiny before us on this path that in this world we call Al-Islam. We had no problem with being Christian. We had a lot of people, they didn't have a problem of being Jewish, Hindu, Buddha. So why we, who call ourselves Muslims, have any problem with being a Muslim? We should be, and the Christians, y'all should have no problem with us wanting to be who we are, Muslims. That goes for the Buddhas or anyone. You know, why are you with Satan with his scheme make you want to just hate us because we believe, like you had the opportunity to believe, and evidently many of you, of which your creator said, many of you has rejected this wonderful life that he has given you and the guidance he has given you, and that you turn around and reject it and come up with your own scheme of what he has said and what he wants you to live by listening to your open enemy, Shaitan. Example, in getting ready to close, we want to make sure, just example of these two hot dogs. This has been a bold, dangerous year. We have experienced so much reality that Allah is God and everything else has no power but to obey when he says and gives them instructions. We have been to all kinds of trials and tribulations. Shaitan is being boastful. Shaitan this year has had the tallest man-made structure on this earth, be an example of his voice in the darkness, to having us celebrating a year that's contrary to what the year Allah has given us, how we mark our time on this earth. And had so many of us exchanging salutations, wishing that even Allah will bless us to reject our year, our new year, when it starts and when it ends, and glorified and accept a fornicated, adulterated, alcohol-saturated, fornicated, adulterated again, reality of people who are celebrating the start of their year of being lost, maybe, but we know they're created to be human, but they're lost. This has been a year to really get a good comprehension of what Allah being when he said, verily the human being is lost. Except for those paraphrasing who are establishing regular prayers, charity, and out here doing the dawah, telling people the truth. You know, and practicing regular charity. Charity that is for the sake of helping your fellow human being the way Almighty God of love wants you to teach your own self, that they have a place to sleep, eat, worship the one God in peace, or worship any God they want to worship, because they have to pay the price for what they bow down to, but at least they should be able to do it in peace. Not having us bother them, our job is only to deliver the message of this false reality that's going on, this false son of God, this false color scheme, this false gender of yourself, make you deny your own gender, make you be worse than a dog, you know, in your relationship with one another, etc. And I had so many phone calls, and we thank Allah that he does bless us for our intentions. But it's unbelievable this year to see the magnitude that Shaitan is boldly making Muslims spend more time on their holidays. And do we know how many holidays are in their way of life? That they have us thinking that we have to be the ones to educate the people. They ain't out of telling nobody nothing about Christians. They know the Jews they know the Muslims gonna tell everybody about Easter, gonna tell everybody about Christmas, going to tell everybody about this holiday and that holiday. All they got to do is sit back and they whisper to the people to make them think that we are jealous. We are envious of something of their way of life. And then we just trying to stop it and make them not look at the danger we're pointing out to them, but have one of the tallest so-called Muslim structures on this earth celebrating their New Year and right in their own property permitting that they have a certain place in that country where the disbelievers can do what they want to do as long as they stay within that designated area. Ain't that something? You know, as long as you stay in this certain area, you can, like Allah says in the Bible, that in his house, there will be all kind of chaos going on. People will be doing everything, all kind of stuff in his name and in his house that they so-called designated for the worship of him. And they're doing it. They got people killing people in the masjids, in the synagogues, in the churches. You know, we know it got in some world they got the people actually drinking wine and spirits and et cetera. It's a ceremony to the false worship that they have. Closing, we better remember. Until we establish this favor, not only on ourselves, but do it for the sake of Allah so that all human beings who believe in one God, regardless of if it's been under the smokescreen of a false worship, but in their heart they believe in one God. We have to help them by continuing to put that education out there, putting that dawah in their face so that they can escape to the truth, not run from it, but escape to it. Because they have a natural inclination to come to it when it makes itself presentable. And they got to also, and we got to also understand, some things that we invite people to do to be a Muslim, it will be suicide to them to do it in the situation that they're in. And there's a grace period Allah gives them. There's a grace period for us that Allah gives us. We call it patience. Be patient and be tolerant. Because some people, if they said, I believe in a God, Allah, and they said it at the wrong time, in the wrong place, it's just like a men's suicide because they know they're going to get killed. And they ain't even had the opportunity to really even establish it or put themselves in a position faithfully to get the help of Allah, like we pray Allah is putting on us. But this has been a heck of a year when you look back over at their year, not our year. It's been a heck of a their year. Because the year of the Muslim, the calendar that the Muslim go by, is always freedom, justice, equality, and peace going on. It's always some kind of a unity pursuit is going on. And there's always the best ability of each and every one of us to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And try to establish what Allah has preferred for us to establish under these trying times and all these different ways of life that's out there scheming. Satan using them all like a puppet to make us be human toward them. You have to watch that language, human. You got to watch the way they use it nowadays. Because they tell you that it's not human if you gonna let or try to make someone not be a homosexual. You shouldn't tell them the truth. You shouldn't help or try to make the drug addict, you know, to quit shooting drugs. Well, that's his life. Let them do what they want to do. Even family members tell each other that. Well, they grown. They do what they want to do. Yeah, I know they got to pay for it. But that's being human. Like I said before, the first time most of us, when we heard the word human in the way that they use it nowadays, is when they came out with a society ran by Caucasian imps of the shaitan. They established what they call the humane society. Otherwise, they was the only human beings who were human. The rest of us was just like animals, and they put us, the descendants of African Islamic slaves and other slaves of other nationality who they brought over here, they said dogs are better and better, and cats were better than us. Even snakes. They'll feed a big old 30-foot python, feed it every day, knowing it might kill them. But that human being is so confused about their real humanity. When the law says to be human is to love for your brother what you love for self. So if we do that, inshallah, and we keep that in the forefront of our thinking, inshallah, Allah will help us think even better. So thank Allah for this opportunity to, again, make dua with everybody, that Allah will free us and free every human being on this earth who believes or have an idea that they believe in one God. This is your way to the final path of freedom, justice, and equality, and the opportunity to go to the next world, inshallah. Amen.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
What the Q look like? No one else? Oh, anybody want to come into the queue, that's magic. And we will be brought into the queue, and we'll see your hand up, and we'll see your mic on. We'll cut your mic on. Invite you to come on and express yourself, or say what you have to that you want to say. So we thank you. We thank Brother Muhammad. We're here tonight.
All praise to Allah.
Mm-hmm. To get the idea and go to the root of the problem. And once we continue to go to the root problem, we can see where this problem comes from, where it continues to go. It never will be fixed long as the image up in the world and that African American or have a problem with their hair and their eyes and nose and with they somebody else. African American, long as they think that the opportunity to work for somebody else is freedom, justice, and equality is not. And that's not going to go away because there's so much evil that is added to that. And we should worship God in spirit and in truth. And they want to show you image of God. Like you said, they started off lying on the innocent people. That the dog was, like your brother said, dog was better than a cat, animal. The animal was much better quality than we are. This is what Satan had to do. He had to paint that kind of picture. And our people have been under that influence and been under the schools that we have go to have promote that lie. And even the college and the institution that we go to, they help enforce that lie. And that lie has become a real problem. It still is a real problem. And we have opportunity to get rid of that problem. And that's when we work together as human beings, not color. God, he never said he made no white human beings. And you got some African Americans, Muslim too. You want to call people black and white. And I asked him what the black had, the black hair, the black shoes, the white around the eyes, or the white of the teeth, or what's white? God said he created a human being. That should be what we should be looking for. That's what we should be expecting. Human beings and human beings supposed to love each other. You'll never love nobody talking about they're white. You putting them way above yourself. You putting yourself way down there. A white man. No such thing. They took that name, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, said so-called white people. The man white Muhammad, so-called white. They were white people. No white people did what they did. That was evil, lazy people that had a gun. And had been tricked themselves by making them think that they was better, and they fell under that influence. But they reap what you sow. The scripture says you can't do wrong and get good, so they didn't get any good out of that. So we had to make sure that we let them know that you can't continue, you can't do wrong
and expect to get good from your creator, and we're all going back to the creator. We all live to die to go back to the one who gave us and trust us with this life. So I'm going to look again. Are you seeing the one in the queue that want to say anything to that yet? Well, I know one thing. They always said that they mashed the button and they can't get in. And they can't get into to the queue. Well, that's where I do mine. Because sometimes you mash that one to come into the queue and it won't allow you to come in.
That's
right. Huh?
Right.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
You hear me?
Yeah, we you now? Are you, yes.
Okay, I'm doing a lot. I'm working with this. I'm doing a lot.
Did you match one? It will let you in the queue with it. That has been a problem. Well, I have matched one and I could get into the queue. I'll tell you. Right. Well, okay, then, Suja, are you in the queue?
Yeah, I'm in the queue.
Okay, then. Did you match one?
I had it on mute.
Okay. Well, you got it.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu lahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon our prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And I also like to give everybody the greeting of peace. Believers, the greeting of peace from As-Salaamu Alaikum. I see that it's a whole lot of teaching, and a whole lot of preaching, and it's about false worship, they putting Jesus out real, real strong without any reservation that he's the Son of God and that he's God. They got cases where they got peoples that they claim is still uncivilized, that you can't go into their area. You know, that they would kill you, and they said they had some missionaries that came into the area, and they didn't come out. And you still have this crusade and this trying to sell the idea that the white image is the Son of God, that Caucasian is God's children. They still selling that, it's amazing how relaxed African American try to act when they out there pushing another nationality image. They try to show confidence that they don't have no problem in pushing another man's image out there as divine, as the family of God. And they try to give the impression that this is holy. This is righteousness. This is what God accepts. This is what God wants. And then they try to make you become part of it. They try to tease you and instigate and bait you, you know, to jump on the hook of a lie. They catch many catfish and tilapia. They catch a whole lot of them, you know, crabs. They catch a whole lot of them, you know. And you got, they got us believing in the Caucasian, so-called white man. That's what the army, like Mama said, so-called white man. They got us believing in that. I'd be looking at different programs where we got Dawah, brothers doing Dawah, and their position is that Jesus is not God. And I seen where the brother was talking to two preachers, and they tried everything that they could to prove Jesus was God. They done left from the idea that he's the Son of God. They trying to prove that he was God. You know, and this is him preaching. One of the preachers trying to act like he was upset. He played all kinds of roles. But he knew he wasn't going nowhere. He acting like he was gonna leave. And I'm through with it, you know. And the brother was feeding them so much truth and so much light that if he had left, he would have fell naked. Because he knew that the brother was telling the truth, you know, and that he was lying. And that he lied to the people, and he'd been lying to the people for all these years. So that's what we're going through today. You know, we're going through deception, strong deception, and falsehood. And what that's bringing about is bringing about mental illnesses. People's truly crazy, a mental problem. So if you see a man go in and kill and murder, five and ten people, eight and nine people, believe me, this person, is off into false worship. They're off into false worship. How could you stab a human being 15 and 30 times? Just stab him. But this is what we're going through today with Christianity. Christianity is failing the people. That lie is not working no more. The truth is that which the people want to hear. You know, if Jesus was God, then he's successful. He don't have to die. He don't have to commit suicide. You know, he don't have to do that if he's God. brothers and sisters, we are in a time right now what Islam called the judgment, and what all the other scriptures is calling the last day, and it's the judgment day. That's the time that we're in. How do you know that? Because there's so much death. So many diseases. So many different ways that people have been dying by the thousands. We're in the judgment. We don't know when. One of our friends will die. One of our parents or our children is going to be taken. Only thing we can do is pray to God and ask for God's mercy and for his forgiveness. But many of these people can't pray to God.
Right.
Because they have a false God. Many of these people is already in hell because of the lie that they're telling and what they believe in. Only the truth, Jesus said, will set you free. Only the truth. Nothing else. And you'll know the truth when you hear it. You'll know the truth when you hear it. And you know a lie when you hear it.
Right.
That means we in the judgment. They say that it will come a time where you're going to try to cover your head and your feet going to show. You're going to try to pull the cover down and cover your feet and your head going to show. You ain't going to be able to hide. And that's the time that we're in today. We're in a time where if you don't stand up and stand on truth, then there's going to be a testimony against you or against yourself. You're going to testify against yourself.
Yeah.
Everything that you say is going to bear witness, or going to be something that is going to bear witness against you. So we got a chance today. We got an opportunity today to stand up and be part of God's plan. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. I bear witness that there's only one God, and Muhammad is the servant of God. He's the last prophet of God. Christ Jesus is the servant of God. He's a prophet of God. All these great men, Moses, Abraham, Lot, Solomon, even Adam, the first man. That's what we're going to have to do, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to bear witness to the truth and stand up with the truth and don't be afraid. That's the only thing that's going to get us through. That's the only thing going to save us. Nothing else but the truth will save us. Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth will make you free or set you free. That's the only thing going to save us, brothers and sisters. Allah in the Quran said he going to punish peoples that make up lies. And people that establish false religion and say that God said this. In the Quran, the last book of guidance, and they out there, brothers and sisters, I mean, I know you see them. I know you can bear witness to the truth. They out there. So So, brothers and sisters, we got a job, and we're going to stay on the case. We pray and ask Allah for his mercy and for his help, and bless us with good health so we can stay steadfast out there with the truth. And shining this light of truth and righteousness, you know, and revealing the lie that has been told by Shaitan. So let's unite and let's come together. Let the Christian bear witness to the truth. Let the Jew bear witness to the truth. Let the Caucasian bear witness to the truth. Let the African American bear witness to the truth. Let us all come together and bear witness to the truth. Because in the final analysis, it's going to be about God. I don't care how hard you try. The final analysis, you're going to have to bear witness to God.
Right.
That's the end, you know. So let's stand up now. Let's take on the idea that God give us that there's only one God. You know, let's put everything in perspective. The human being is the human being. We got the jinn now. We got jinns also. Some of the Christians probably don't know about that. We got jinns, but all jinns is not devils. I want to make that clear now. We got jinns. We got jinns that believe in Allah, that believe in righteousness, that practice righteousness. Let's listen to the Quran, study the Quran, and apply the Quran. We got jinn that does that. I think the reason that we think all jinns is devils are unrighteous because of one of the jinn who was jinn that was in leadership over the angels. His name was Iblis. And God asked Iblis to submit his will and submit and bow down to the human being. That the human being, God made the choice that the human being is going to be the caliph, going to be the ruler over this creation. And that he going to give the human being power. And Iblis said, I can't submit to that. God asked him, why is it that you can't submit to that? He said, because I'm better than he. So the jinn had made, asked God to make agreement with him to give him some time. And I'm going to deceive this human being that you say is going to be the ruler over everything. So give me time with him. I'm going to deceive him on his right, left, in front of him, behind him. I'm going to show you that he's not worthy. Allah said, that's good. That's right into the plan. Right into the plan. So give me time. Allah said, you got time until they are raised up. After that, it's all over. And we in those days right now, brothers and sisters, that God is calling the people back to him. And they are in the judgment. You know. So let's pay attention to it And if you don't believe what we're saying, just study the scriptures. Study the book. We're saying that there's only one God, that Christ Jesus is God's servant. He is a prophet of Almighty God. They are saying that Christ Jesus is the Son of God and that Christ Jesus died for the sinner's sin. And they're saying that he's God. So we as Muslims are standing up against that, and we are asking the support of all the other religious people, the believers, to also stand up with that. And God promised us a reward. So we thank you. We pray that we said something that would afflict them on, and we came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Well, anybody got any questions? We wish everybody a blessed new year. So anybody got a question or anything they want to put to Sue Jarvis, it's time to do that now. He's got a lot of points. So, any questions? And if our Caucasian friend from California is on, please come on and ask a question. And we have Sujar here and others that will answer those questions for you. So I'll back up now and see if anybody want to come into the queue. And anybody want to say anything? Okay. Anybody got anything else they want to say? The match one. Come into the queue.
Lord.
Okay. You see anybody there yet? There you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anybody else want to got anything else to say? Now it's time to Brother Muhammad, you got anything else you want to say?
He dropped out.
Okay. You see, Raheem?
I do.
Raheem, you got anything to say? That's match one, and come into the king.
Yeah, on a match one, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. As-salamu alaykum to everybody. First I'd like to say I pray to Allah that everybody is well, that they have ailments. I pray to Allah that they get well, get more stronger, because we haven't completed our mission yet. And I pray that Allah make good dua for Brother Muhammad's wife to recover, and every other Muslim that's suffering from any kind of ailment to recover from it. So I only bear witness and testify that nothing deserves to worship Allah alone. I only bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed to, the last revelation, is Allah's servant, his messenger, and he's the seal of the prophets. And no one is leaving here without judgment being on them. But the brother brought some interesting points of both brothers, and I was listening very well. And I just want to ask the question. To the audience, not some of my brothers here, but to the audience. And they say that Jesus is God. Okay, but if he was God, why was he prophesizing? God don't prophesize. God sent great men, messengers, prophets into the world. They the one who prophesies. So now, which one is Jesus? Is he a prophet or is he God? And like I say, God don't prophesize. God had great men's coming to the world that does that. So that tell us that he had to be a prophet then, because he did prophesize. And with that, we know the journey that we on to try to remove all racial images that portray the divine. And we're doing what they scriptures say don't do. Whatever they scriptures said, but we know that scripture comes from God, we don't do it. but they still in the false mind set that man is who they, wait a minute, they say that man is who they say he is. Now, if a person tells you something, Allah has put into us, his human being, to research. You research things that people tell you so you don't bear false witness. So if these people told you that, let's look at their history. And after you look at their history, the history that they wrote themselves on this planet Earth while they're here, how are you going to believe them? What I'm saying, how are you going to believe a murderer? Open murderer. Now, open, he in the clothes. It's not a case that we haven't solved. An open murderer, an open rapist, an open child abuser. As the Catholic Church got 377,000 sex cases, sex abuse cases against them. Alcoholism that they brought to the world, drugs that they plant into the society and communities, all these things they have done and some other things worse than that we can't even imagine. Now, you're going to take his word to say that this image that looked like him is God? You know, we're going to be a damn fool for so long. After a while, the damn fool go out the window and the fool too. Because you become intelligent when you sit and listen. Listen to what we're saying and how we're saying it. We have showed you that we have pulled the cover off of Satan. And we don't care about nobody not liking us. We know that you're going to still try to plan and plot your little scheme, but you see your planning and your plotting and your scheme ain't working. How can your scheme work against truth? How your lies, deceit, deceit truth? And as your preacher, the pastor you have in the pulpit, want to tell you so much about truth, and, you know, they mention Jonah in some subjects, they mention Moses in some subjects. Why are you mentioning these people? These people, that when the devil don't even want God. When Moses went to get the revelation from God, he was talking to God, wasn't he? He wasn't talking to no other man. All the prophets came that Allah sent into the world, they had a conversation with him. If they didn't have a conversation with him, look how these people told you that the angel Gabriel, Jibril, come upon me and sat and talked with me and told me what my mission was and told me what I was supposed to do. So these men, they obeyed God, not the devil, not the one I just described to you. All the things he had done in the world, and dropping bomb on innocent nations to wipe them out, sanctize. The worst thing they came up with, they talking about Agent Orange. No, they came up with another called Agent Brown. And it's 10 times more deadly than Agent Orange.
Right here?
Yeah.
All these things that they have done to people in the world, and you still want to follow them. Well, you know what? Like Satan say, like God told him, I'm going to fill hell with you all, meaning I'm going to fill hell with you and all the ones that follow you. Now, you got a choice. There's one thing so beautiful about Allah, and he tells us, the Muslim, the believers, he said, La ikra ha fi din. There's no compulsion in the religion. He has given you a free will to accept or reject. Now, the problem is we bring the truth, and you reject us. You reject us for only saying the thing that Jesus said. You reject us for only saying the thing that Moses said, that Aaron said, that Yusuf said, and Adam said. You reject us for saying those things that these great men that God sent to the world said. But when the devil comes to you with his trickery and deceit, you welcome him wholeheartedly, arms stretched out. And what's so bad about it, you know it's the devil. So now, where are we going with this here? First of all, you got to remember, there's a time set for every people. And the way we're talking now, don't you know that the way that my brother Suja, my brother Muhammad, and Agma Sudaya, myself, don't you know the way they've been talking? You ain't heard this kind of talk before. Why? Because we in the judgment. And we're trying to show you, we're trying to navigate and show you how to get out of it. See, we ain't fearing nothing. If the planet be dissolved tomorrow and tore up, we ain't fearing that. Because we're working so hard to have a spot in the hereafter.
That's right.
That's what we're working for. So why will we sit around and lie to you? We don't have no reason to lie to you. We haven't asked you for one red cent to try to establish businesses that you hear us talk about. The reason we're talking to you like this, because when we establish our business, all the ones that thought they were so slick and manipulative and be able to come among us and manipulate us out of the monies and the position we're in and the building, no. See, we're stopping them right now at the door. We want to have success. And the only greatest success, the greatest success you can have as a human being is worship one God whose proper name is Allah. If you want to call him Lord, Allah, that's good. But that's the greatest salvation that you could ever find or attain while you're on this planet Earth. See, if God pour your soul tonight, don't be like the people of old. Oh, Lord, just let me go back. I pray to you, I'll do better. No, you won't. Because he gave you enough time to do better while you was here. He allowed you to hear the message that will make you do better, and you refused. So what you were saying, see, you use the term God loosely. You only use it when something happened. Something happened in the family or something happened to one of your children, whatever. That's when you're using it, oh, Lord, oh, God. But when that passes by, you're right back at the same old lifestyle you were living. That reminds you of the people that was on the boat in the ocean when the big waves came up against them. They all got down on their knees praying to God to let them reach safety. And God made the water become still, and they got to their destiny. Soon as I get off the boat, they went right back to drinking, ho-hopping, jumping up and down, singing. See, they weren't sincere at the beginning, but God knew that. So when the day he pulled them up, they can't even come up with an excuse. See, we're in a position as Muslims. If Allah take us tonight and Allah judge us, you know what we're going to say? We're going to say, Allah, you already know everything I did. I don't have anything to say, Lord. You already know. But what you're going to do, well, Lord, look, what I was trying to do, and I was really trying to be a good person, I know I did a lot. So you're going to go try to explain things, and you have forgotten that the angel that's with you will write down everything you've done. Wrote down everything you've done, the good and the bad. But us, we're going to say, Allah, you know we strive to please you. As we came in the knowledge of you, you help us defeat Satan out of our life because we accepted you. We didn't accept Satan. We told him to get on. We no longer want his company. We don't even want him around. What's Satan y'all talking about? Your parents, your brother, sister, uncle, friend? Now, anyone that display those characters of Satan, that's what we're talking about. That's why we're telling you, Allah says Satan is an open enemy. Yo, right there in front of your eyes. He ain't closed. He ain't hiding. And he will not bring in the truth. Now, you got to remember, Satan had millions of years to practice his deceit. But look where we are today. Here's a people that come out of slavery. We came from under the worst treatment that any human being can ever go through. And the scriptures say there will be a people that will rise up to do the work of the Lord. That's us. No, it ain't no Christian. It's whoever believes in God properly and propagate what God said. Those are the ones that's going to rise up. And that's us. We came out of slavery. Do you demand, you know this man is upset? You know why? He was looking at all the universities. He's looking at Yale, Harvard, Wayne State University, all these universities. He's looking for that one that's intelligent, PhD, HHS, and all that crap to be one of the ones that champion in bringing them down. But if we were right up under his feet, and when we rose up, he looked in his face. You know what we told him? devil, it's all over. You can't even run and hide no more because we don't pull the covers off you.
Behind me.
We are letting the people know exactly who you are. We let the people know exactly how you operate. We let the people exactly know when they come in your house. All the things that God say don't do, fornication, adultery, all these things, and he come and ask your mama out. Or he come and ask your sister out. Or she come and ask your brother out. And you stand there looking at him. Oh, I wish y'all have a nice night tonight. Why? Why? You let the devil come in your house, disrupt your household, and take your mama out, your brother out, and everybody else to do wrong. And you're too weak to stand up and tell them that is wrong. And you think we don't have a problem today? Look at the problem that we have that we suffered more than some years. Fornicating, adultery, alcohol, all these things we've done. But we ask God to forgive us. We accepted Allah, who he really is. We let all that go and ask him to forgive us. You still want to contract, I mean, you still going contrary to what the Bible says. Huh? Don't steal. Don't fornicate. Adultery. Don't cover our neighbor's wife. All these things you still doing today, but yet you the most pious person on earth.
Hmm.
Your time up, buddy. We the ones that reach down your throat and snatch your vital organs out and wrap around your throat and let the people know we got him right here. We got one of them right here. Come and get him because he's no good for y'all no more. Why he's no good? Because the truth is on the scene. When the truth is on the scene, meaning that light is light that the people been looking for ever since slavery. We are the answer to our parents' prayers. We are the answer to the slave parents that we had among us 400 some years ago. We are the answer to their prayers. And we're going to let them down?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let them down? When you let them down, you let yourself down. You let your children down. Your wife, your mother, your brother, sister, father. You are letting the people down if you think that. But just think, I'm gonna pull off this note right here. I like to say it because when we say things good, it marinates in the mind. We can marinate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we say things, it keeps us up all night thinking about what we said. Just think right now. The ones you've been hearing talk on this Block Talk radio show, we have been chosen by Allah to be the one that championed the scripture that his last prophet had brought to the world. He implored us. Allah chose us to do it. He could have chose anybody in the world to do it.
Right.
He didn't go to the rich people. People that got money and luxuries. He came to you and I. Because he knew the soul that he placed in us, that record from him, we would know who he is when he called our names out.
That's right.
He knows that we will stand up for freedom, justice, and equality to everybody. So don't you feel proud that Allah chose you?
Yes.
Yes, think about that. He chose us. And then he sent not an imam, a mufti, a sheikh, an alim. Listen now, he sent us a majedi. The one who come and revises the religions, not just Islam. He came to revise the religions. That's why the people loved him. And now we on that same path. We have to become, he told us, become little Muhammads. Why he said become little Muhammads? He said become little Muhammads, not the big one, become the little. Why? He said come little Muhammads because why? We are the walking Quran. We're doing the same thing our prophet did. Now, if we was on a mission, with the Majedi who came to Allah sent to us, aren't we little Majedis too? Aren't we doing the same thing? We done picked up the banner of Al-Islam, and we are chopping in what the Majedi brought to us and left us. He left it with us. We should be proud of going to be little Muhammads. Not bragging, proud. We're proud because we've been chosen to do the work of the last prophet to come on the scene. And then have a revival, a majetti come. Not no imam, a majetti. The one that the imams listen to. The one that the preachers listen to. Huh? The Jews listen to. The Christians listen to. They knew who he was. We the ones didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't appreciate him. We didn't appreciate him. But I think in time, Allah inspires with another spirit from him that are going to put our life exactly where it's supposed to be, and we're going to do this job. We're struggling now. We're doing it, and we haven't asked Allah for nothing. You know what we asked Allah for? Oh, Allah, make it easy for us. Oh, Allah, put us in the position where we can take care of our family and our household. Oh, Allah, make sure that we're strong enough spiritually, mentally, economically, physically, to fight this scheme of Shaitan. We ain't asking Allah for no, oh, Allah, let me have a Mercedes man. I want to drive a Rolls Royce. No, I need about 30 suits in my closet and 40 pairs of shoes. You can't wear but one a day.
And
we don't ask
caliber.
For that. We ask Allah to bless us to be on this thing, to be on this religion and bring the truth to the people. That's all we want. We don't want no glory, no praise, or nothing. We just want to do the work. So, brothers and sisters, I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace, but I'm going to leave you with this note that I first started out on. As Jesus was God, what are they doing prophesizing? God don't prophesy. He sent great men into the world to prophesy. I said, I'll come to you in peace, come leave you in peace. And I pray a lot that all my brothers and sisters get well, we get stronger, and pray a lot we're here another year and bring the spring in and you see us moving. Like 40 going north. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
There's two people don't like what's been said tonight. The death of the devil and the one the devil have made. You're a devil. You're like. So this because we have no. Well, but since it was given to us, we have a right to clean it up. And we know that with the help of Almighty God Allah, and those he sent before us, with following their pattern, we can clean this up with the world up. And we know two people don't like what won't like it. That's the devil and the one the devil of. So we clean up.
Your phone breaking up, Akma.
Huh?
Your phone breaking up.
Is anybody else anything to say? Might want to say anything. Now's the time to. Master one, come into your queue. Turn your mic on. If we don't, we gonna keep on. Still got the two jobs. I say as much as I want. My job now is I love to listen. I love to hear.
I like to say something.
Okay, now, Mike, what's that? Okay, so you can come on, bring it on. Yeah. And turn it over to you where you said something. Then bring Suja back. So, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum
I wanted to compliment Brother Imam. You know, this is old saying used to go. Old time religion, you know, when the spirit hits you, you have to holler, yes, indeed.
Oh.
And it's just, you may find me saying and being witness to things that are said that really hits me, you know, and I don't mean to be rude, I don't mean to be obnoxious, I don't mean to be disturbing, but every now and then I have to let it be known. Somebody's receiver's up too high. I just want to thank you, Brother Imam, and recognize the truth and bear witness to the truth that you have given us tonight. I appreciate that, and we thank Allah for blessing us to feel better and see another year, lunar calendar year. Everybody's safety, and pray that we have better year to look forward to that we're in right now than we had last year. And but we have to remember also, too much is given, much is expected. You know what I'm saying? So we've been given the torch now, and we've been just happened to have been blessed to be a few of those who have been chosen. So we want to be, want to pray for us, patience, prayer, and perseverance, and that we can just hold on to the ropes and be sincere and, first of all, work on ourselves and not try to take care of other people's business, but mind our own and do what we can to help save the children and get in where we fit in as long as it's positive, needed, and very much protected by Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Oh, she had about 5 more minutes. I'll let her know when to stop.
Here we go. Have no mercy.
Yeah, a lot of whack, but tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I really am. Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what we want you to keep on talking about. Ain't nobody said nothing yet.
I can't go any further because you don't want to hear. You know, I'm a crybaby at times, so I don't want
well,
to.
That's all right. Well, just let us cry with you.
I'm just grateful. I am really grateful because it's been a little rough. But it's born, one of those born for the struggle. So I'm not running from it. I'm just pray for the time, patience, perseverance, the need that Allah wants to bless me, but to be able to fulfill my mission.
Long Egbo. Yes. Now we too tired to get scared now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not afraid. No fear in me.
Ain't no fear.
Only for Allah.
Fear for not doing the job.
That's right.
That Allah has assigned you to. You don't want to go to your Lord and then please him. No.
Come too far.
Come too far to turn around now. Especially when he gave you a blueprint. So you can't go wrong. Yeah. I remember Imam Muhammad told us, he said, go ahead, we listen. You said I get quiet when I hear your voice.
What I was going to say was that it brings back to mind when we say that we thank Allah that we may not be where we want to be right now, but thank God we're not where we used to be.
That's right. That's right. Long white mother. That's a long way, bro. It's just a blessing to be where Allah got you at.
Yes. He put you where he wants you to be when he wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our position is right now, and we want to just can't help it, but thanking Allah for Brother Amin for blessing us with this blessing. He was blessed, and he blessed us. Have the opportunity to be on this program. You know what I'm saying? Free of charge.
Yes,
I mean,
he's
given us so much opportunity here, and I can't just leave him out, you know. And he's such an humble person, and I just love him for the spirit that he has to not to give up. And he just keeps on giving, keeps on contributing. Yes. Bless him. So I bless him abundantly for that. Him and his family.
Well, Suja, supposed to come on after you, Diane?
Suja, I'm coming on when he gets ready to come on.
Oh, okay.
He was on already the year before, and he was on before you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe time for Suja to come back on again. It's 8:47. It's the brother's show now. Brother's time, so I'm out of here.
Well, you're the moderator right now, so you got to bring somebody in there.
Oh, well, my husband is out there, Akbar. Let me see. I don't know. I can ask Suja. His mic is already open if he wants to come back on. Brother Amin is on here, too. He's a good listener. He's always busy.
Yeah, bring him
in. Sister from New York, too, that are here. I see a person with area code 478. Last four digits, 7880. Would you like to? That's my sister. No, I don't know. If you like to say a few words.
Yeah, so I sound like this brother Muhammad Mubarak.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I'm going to come out for too long.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Listening. Praise be to Allah. Like you said, we got to carry on. We need to motivate people. We got to get out and, set this example, something that will gravitate the people to come so we can start building. That's the best da'wah, is building. People got to see something happening. The imam said, Islam is building community life. This is what Dr. Muhammad said on a speech the other day I was listening to, Block Talk. He said, that's Islam. Everything is Muslim. Whether it's a good Muslim or a bad Muslim, it's still Muslim. But the true Muslim is the one who gives his obedience to Allah.
Yes,
so the imam said, everybody making these claims. He said, Islam, because that was the prophet did, and the Sahabis, they made migration. They established community life. In Medina, we have to establish community, and we have to let these imams and these so-called leaders, let them know. They got to encourage the people that they have in their following. They have to be sincere about community life. Otherwise, our next generation after next generation, they don't have a model with us. They're looking at these immigrants and everybody else, or so-called immigrants, people that made migration there. Got their own neighborhoods, got their own restaurants, stores. They live next door to each other. They're neighborly. They see that in their model. They don't see it in the African-American model and not in the association of Imam Muhammad. Not in the abundance, not the way it should be.
That's right.
So, it's a lot of people talking good Kubar, but we got to make them or insist, be constant on them to make this stuff materialize that they're talking about. They practicing magic, talking, but making nothing happen. Just keeping their dazzling people with speech like the Quran said, keeping them amused or entertained with cook bars. We got to start letting them know things got to happen for our grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're going to come up in another tough situation where they have nothing.
That's right.
Everybody's And everybody frowning on them. There go those niggas and the Negroes looking for somebody to do something for them. That's why the man said his favorite president was Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. They put Jimmy Carter was helping people even after he retired, building homes, giving, helping them get grants. And Ronald Reagan was the one who said, we're going to stop babying these people. They got to do for themselves. And that's what the imam wanted us to carry on with the language of his father. Build communities and do for self. And he didn't get the support.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get the support, man.
That's right. We need Tarlene's back on Sundays. That's what our community needs.
Yes, sir. And we're going to do like the founding fathers. They came together, and they drew up a plan, and they followed that game plan. Whether
that's right.
We like it, agree with it or not.
And they still
know if I, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to have a Tarlene on stage here on our Blog Talk radio show? Or does it, is that too late for Tarlene when we come on?
No.
That's long as we have to go.
That's what?
I think Tarlene's anytime you want to have it, anytime after a door.
Okay.
I think anytime after door prayers, Tarlene.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm trying to find out.
Well, if we had Tarlene, it would be good for us to start it at 1 o'clock. Since prayer like 12:40 something, you start at 1 o'clock. You got 2 hours from 1 to 3. An hour for a lecture and 45 minutes for question and answers.
Okay.
I was thinking about on the Blog Talk radio show, then we could fit that in. Well, then that's not, we can't do that then because we start at 7 in the afternoon, 7 at night.
Well, we have to be versatile. We know we don't have the spot, but we're not in the position right now to have it like that at that time. So when we come on Block Tyro, like Brother Barb, if we come on 7, give him some 7 to 8, or for 7, you know, 45 minutes. And then we still got time to talk about, because naturally he's going to put in about the racial immigrant things we're fighting. So that's basically the same thing. It's just that we said that time is set in our messages because people off work, those who would like to come here, they then ask questions. It would be better for them. And that's where it was set up in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sunday night is for the sisters, but I would ask Brother Imeen if I could give that time, you know, a part of that time, since it is 2 hours for a part for Tarlene and then the other part for the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, who still bring children in somewhat, you know, some education and playing on some of that too. We can't just throw that out the window, but the two of them together is still considered teaching methods, you know. And
We just use a strategy. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be fine with me, since it is the sisters' night on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday
is good to have a couple of sisters come on to help you with that. Bring it on. Well, we can sit back and listen and take notes.
Well, we need to, and we're trying. We're still working on it. Everybody's doing so much nowadays, and have so many at the hands of so many pots.
Okay.
We got three minutes
for to go off. So what I can do, if y'all want to, I can we can close out with the prayer, and then we have that few time over to keep talking. If they cut us off, we already made the prayer.
Okay, well, that's another to acknowledge too, Brother Imam, do all respect. But you know, we don't know how much time over 9 o'clock we have. So that's why we have to consider what I mean with that. Because, see, he's paying for this radio, block radio show. And he's, sometimes I think he says he's allowed a certain length of time over, but we have to know when those times are, when that time is, to respect him on his.
That's right. Well, now we got 2 minutes.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will be letting many Shaitan and Rajin. I seek protection from Allah from that which make man forget. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption. After you have guided us and from your presence, grant us mercy. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Akbar, it's on you. Are we done or what?
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
Okay, and maybe it wouldn't be too much either to appeal, you know, for donations for our Block Talk Radio, so we may be able to get a few more hours added on. I mean, we are trying to.
Yeah, we can do that. We need to come up with a program to do that. That's right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, that is business. One form of business.
It's 9 o'clock
now, right? We do have Mads too that we're trying to get together and see what we can do to have some type of contribution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the radio station.
Okay, that's it. Before they cut on, inshallah, maybe we can bring this up tomorrow. You can bring it up tomorrow. And we'll be listening in whatever kind of the program. That, I think that would be good, too, to bring that up.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Okay. Inshallah. I'll give us all the ice on the leg and pray for the sick.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam.
I'm Legum Sister Haja Lala and Sister Quran. My sisters,